That's the sound of people passing time, people who have nothing but time. It's a migrant singing to other migrants while they're all stuck in Greece. They're not allowed to cross the border into Macedonia, the next country over. Reality is sinking in at the camp where our colleague Joanna Kakissis found them.
The men sit on dusty railroad tracks, listening to chants about open borders through a borrowed speaker. They've camped out on the tracks for days. Families have also pitched tents here. Ismail Ali, a former printing factory manager from Raqqa, Syria, organized the protest. We're trying to pressure Macedonia to open the border, he says, by blockading freight headed north. Some 11,000 asylum seekers, mainly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are stuck here. That's because the European Union closed its doors to migrants earlier this month. Most, like Abdullah Abdullah, wanted to travel north to countries like Germany. He's a 27-year-old environmental engineer from Aleppo, Syria. Why don't the Europeans want us, he says. We are smart people. We work very hard. We can do a lot of good in Europe. It's not fair. Ahmed Al-Mohammadi is a lanky computer scientist from Fallujah, Iraq. He brews tea over a campfire. He's been sleeping in a tent here for 40 days.
I have a hope that Angela Merkel and Germany people, I hope they do something to open this border. I stay here because I just think that maybe they just see us in eyes of mercy and open this border for us.
And then there are the families. I found one sleeping in an abandoned rail car. Hanan Tekle is 24, here with her husband Mohammed and their children, their 6-year-old daughter Yara and 4-year-old son Mustafa. One guy just came here, she says, and told me that 5 European countries would send planes to take us to our new lives. But she shakes her head. Tekle knows it's not true, and that for now, they will get no farther than this camp. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Idomeni, Greece.